This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. To combat inflation, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 11 times between March of 22 and July of 2023. As inflation has receded, expectations for rate cuts have not materialized. 2024 has been a difficult interest environment for farmers, with rates steady and no interest rate cuts made by the halfway point of the year. In addition, the Federal Reserve opted to hold interest rates steady after its meeting in early June. When can farmers expect interest rates to go down, and how can they navigate this difficult interest landscape? We will hear more with the Farmers Business Network General Manager of Finance, Dan English, next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Dan English is the General Manager of Finance at Farmers Business Network, and he says the Fed is not comfortable enough with the state of the economy to reduce rates yet.
We've gotten a lot of tough news this year on inflation, which is really the kind of leading driver of what's causing the Fed to keep the rates higher for longer, which translates and trickles through the full economy. And so, you know, back earlier this year when we were kind of first looking at it, the thought was there was going to be, you know, two, probably three rate cuts this year, potentially earlier in the year. And, you know, unfortunately, like I said, inflation has continued to be stubbornly high.
English predicts that if rate cuts occur in 2024, they will be later in the year than anticipated.
As we look at what's happening in the markets, it looks like, you know, one, maybe two rate cuts if we're lucky, and happening much later in the year, probably close to the very end of the year. In a lot of scenarios.
English says that FBN Finance recently surpassed a big milestone in terms of loans extended to farmers.
Yeah, so we just crossed $2 billion total of loans extended through FBN Finance. This is across our operating equipment and real estate portfolios that we have here. And so huge testament to, you know, the level of savings that we've been able to deliver to farmers, helping them get financing from kind of a new trusted source.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.